On today's Technobabble, directing a live video production.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Well, we've been in the middle of a series on live production, and I thought, just to help you out and to let you know some of the things that I think about while I'm directing, I would show you a clip of a song that actually, it's the whole song that I directed this past Sunday at my church. So a couple of things that I want to go over before we hop into the clip. Thing one is that what I normally do when I'm calling shots is I allow my camera people a great deal of latitude. There's a couple of reasons for that. First off, what we really need to do as a church is we really need to get a shot list, some standard shots so that in one or two words I can describe what I want as opposed to describing it in a lengthy dissertation. And that can be a problem. So that's thing number one. Sometimes, too, my brain just does not want to say what's in it. So I'm sure that that's something that would come if I was directing day in and day out as opposed to once or twice a month. So that's just a tip. If your church doesn't, you don't get to do video direction a lot, maybe an intermediate step is to start with giving a lot of latitude to your camera people and then picking the good shots that they naturally get, just having them constantly getting different shots. Let them know if there's a bad shot that you're never going to take, but just choose between good shots as opposed to sculpting it as much. I'm not saying that's the right way to do it. I'm just saying that if you don't direct as much, that might be a way to get past kind of the overwhelm of having so many things going on through your head. Secondly, normally the way that we do this, and you'll notice that I don't use a lot of cross-dissolves, normally what I do is I give the standby command, or ready, standby camera one, cut one, or take one. I normally say cut, and the reason that I do that is I want the camera people to know exactly what transition I'm using. If I've cut, they're instantly free to get another shot. If I am cross-dissolving, they need to hesitate a little bit longer. So I will say cross-dissolve. I guess technically you could call it a fade. It's not technically a fade, it's a cross-dissolve, so that's a lot of syllables. Generally, I'm really lazy. I try not to use more syllables than I need to describe something. Now, I might go on and on and on, as you'd well know when watching my videos. But I wouldn't say cross-dissolve if I thought that fade was adequate. Fade to black, that means it's fading, it's going away. Cross-dissolving is going between two things. So you'll notice there are a couple of times in this video where I do cross dissolves to more abstract shots, and those are not motion backgrounds. Those are, in fact, live, out of focus shots of some of the lights in the sanctuary. So we sometimes throw those in just for mood sake, but they are the exception, not the rule. Same thing with the cross-dissolve, the exception, not the rule. And different directors do it different ways. I try and get everyone to use as few cross-dissolves as possible, but I'm probably the only one. I think that a lot of times you can default to a cross dissolve and you have a bit of a problem in doing that. But let's not talk any more about transitions. Let's head over to the video and take a look at what I'm talking about. By the way, if you're watching or if you're listening to the audio, this is going to be less interesting. So you might want to head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com and take a look at the video of this so that you can see exactly what I'm talking about as we go through this. Okay, so here what we're watching is just the wide shot as we're beginning worship. We've just come out of a kind of a prayer time, and so that's what you were seeing is the wide shot during this little time of silence and prayer. And so Laura Jo, we're here on a close-up first off, and then we go to this is camera 4. You'll notice the lyrics are keyed on the bottom here. There's actually a little bit more to this video than what you're seeing. Okay, that's camera 3 that's in front of the stage. Notice that I'm doing a lot of cuts as I do this. This is camera 2 doing a slow pull, and then camera 4. Okay, that's a nice shot with the light on the right third and LJ in the left. Really like that shot. DK did a good job. This is kind of a bokeh-y shot where we pull out of focus. Those kinds of shots are typically the only ones that I use the T-bar for. Kind of abstract shots, especially with slower songs. Occasionally I'll throw one in there. Okay. And then cutting to that shot here. I don't like as much that she was towards the right-hand side of the shot. I really wish that I'd instructed him to put her on the left a little bit. I think there's a little too much headroom in this shot, but I think that we're doing well. This shot, though, had a little too little, but the movement corrected that. You'll notice the large screen in the back. That is our center screen that does lyrics, and what you're seeing is actually the iMag screen as well. You'll notice that these shots usually are only up for a couple of seconds. As I'm directing, what I try and do is I try and switch at the end of lines. If I know that there's a little instrumental coming up, I'll switch over to the instrumental. Sometimes, by the way, the shot gets bad as the people are wandering and they're singing, so hopefully that's not always the case, but it does happen. So, this shot stayed up a little longer than I like, but could be that I was distracted by something going on as I was directing. I'm always trying to make sure that there's enough difference between the shots that we don't get kind of a jump cut as I'm directing. This is a shot that one of the other directors really likes, the wide with showing the screen in the top third. I'm not a huge fan of it. LJ wandering out of our tight shot on camera 3 there. Now this is coming from camera 4. It's a nice shot. Again, camera 2. Occasionally you'll see a static wide shot. That would be camera 1. Camera 1 doesn't have as many controls on it because we took them to put them on camera 3. And hopefully that's going to change soon. But as a result, we don't move it as much. During the message, I'll have the camera person get a good shot and then pan left and right on the pastor. But that's less, doesn't require as much zooming in and out. So, really love the haze in this shot. You can see the beams of light coming up from those intelligent fixtures. By the way, the guy playing the bass behind LJ is her husband, James. So, just a little piece of trivia. Again, that bokeh abstract shot going into a shot of the other worship leader. I like the down the line shot that we had there. I really wish the mic stands weren't as obvious in the way. You'll see there was a little bit of a pause there. I should have instructed DK to start his move a little sooner. Again, the rest of the down the line shot from camera 3. And now we're going into 2. There are some shots that we could have added in to make this even better. One shot that I like to get when I'm on camera is what I call a reveal shot, and that's both a zoom out and a pan so that it starts to reveal more and more people in the shot. Also, there's an exclusion shot that's kind of the reverse of that that I like to include from time to time. Sometimes a pan across the people that are in on the front line, that's really great. I'd really like us to do more shots on stage, but we don't always do that. So those are some of the shots that we got, and some of the thinking that I had as I was directing this particular song. This is a song I've chosen it quite purposely because it's one written by our church, so I shouldn't run into problems with copyright violations or anything like that. But that's just an example of kind of the thought process that a director goes through as they're directing the video for a weekend service. Well, so do you see what I'm talking about now? How that I'm thinking about different shots, I'm thinking about how there's enough of a difference between shots, I'm thinking about when I want to take a shot. I'm trying not to be distracted. You'll notice there was a time where I was on one shot much longer than I was on the others, and that was probably a distraction, probably someone talking to me, maybe a producer in the headset. I can't really remember what was going on. It seems like there was something, though, that interrupted me. But anyway, that is just what's going on in my head as I'm trying to call out commands so that the camera people know when they're up. Although they could look at their tally lights, it's better to have more information than not enough. So that's what's going on there. And I hope that you get a gist of the kinds of things I look for as I'm directing. If you like this content, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com and browse some of the other stuff. Join the email newsletter. There's free gifts by the ton in the email newsletter. I just redesigned some of the welcome emails that include more free gifts, so you'll want to join that. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, thumbs up, and wherever you're watching this, if you could just give me a comment, let me know if you like the video, if you don't like the video, thumbs up, just give me some sort of reaction, and because I'm always trying to get better. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.